It's time to get underway with a special edition of Radio Friendships from our location in Galveston, Texas, where we're helping to meet the needs of people through the love of Jesus Christ. Friendships is brought to you by Don and Sandra Tipton of Friendships Unlimited, located in Lake Charles, Louisiana. And as the Lord says in Isaiah 1:18, come now and let us reason together.
Great day and welcome to Radio Friendships. This is Jeff Reed standing in for Don and Sandra Tipton from Galveston, Texas. And we want to thank you for joining us. You know who you are, that one person that tunes in just to see what these Christians are all about, maybe to poke a little fun at us, but you've tuned in anyways. We want to welcome you to the program. You are most welcome at Radio Friendships. Well, today we have another person from the sanctuary, and the sanctuary is leaving, but we did not want to miss the opportunity to bring you Deacon Dave before he left. So we're going to go ahead and record this now and air this at another time. So welcome to the program, Deacon Dave.
Thank you, Jeff.
Actually, your name is Dave Smith, but...
Right.
But I think most people know you as Deacon Dave, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Do you mind that name?
I love it.
Well, we first became aware of you through emails. Now, we kept receiving emails from Deacon Dave, and I didn't even realize it was a real person until you showed up here in Galveston. So why don't you tell us what that's about?
Well, the emails that you're referring to are emails that typically are used in inviting men to join together in a men's ministry that we have that's called Kingdom Builders. We're in sort of a second generation of Kingdom Builders now. As a matter of fact, we're casting about for a new name at the moment. But the whole idea is we're trying to form out of the men's ministry at the sanctuary a group of fighters, a group of spiritual warriors, a band of brothers, if you will, who will pray fervently and continuously for the advancement of the kingdom, for the protection of the church, the advancement of her vision, pray for our pastors, pray for our families, our homes. And it's such an exciting thing. You get a room full of guys together, and these big, tough guys, some of them construction workers, steel workers, whatever, big, tough guys standing there together. We're holding hands, and we're praying. And I'll tell you, it shakes things, man. It's really powerful.
But why is that? I mean, we hear that all the time in Christian circles, and, you know, we say we're going to pray for people, but you're talking about something different.
We sure are. Two aspects, I think. One, Jesus maintained a real close contact in his humanity with the Father through prayer. He's constantly going off and praying. He's praying before he made major decisions, praying all the time. So obviously, if it's good enough for our Savior, it's good enough for us. But secondly, and one of the things I think many Christians don't understand, is the power and the authority in the spiritual realm that we Christians have been invested with, that we can use and literally shake things up. We can shape things. We know, for instance, that God has a timetable. He knows what's going to happen, but we can have an impact on how fast the clock runs. He said, hasten the kingdom. We can affect that. We know that we have an enemy, a spiritual enemy, very powerful, supernaturally powerful. In ourselves, we wouldn't stand a chance against this guy. But in the spirit, because he who is in us is greater than he who's in the world, when we get a bunch of guys together, I mean, there's nothing wrong with a single Christian praying against the enemy, no doubt about it. But when we get a bunch of guys together praying against that enemy, we have, in fact, at the sanctuary, the men's ministry, we have declared war on Satan. He is not omniscient. He doesn't know. A.W. Tozer said, the Christian is a holy rebel with access to the throne of God. Satan never knows from where this danger will come. We launch surprise attacks against him, and we have evicted him from the real estate that our church is on. He is not allowed in there. We pray against him constantly, and it's just a powerful spiritual force, and it's a spiritual warfare that we're involved in.
Okay, Dave, I hope I'm not missing something here on what you just said, but I think there's a lot of people that are going to ask the same question that I've been wondering myself. If God already knows everything, and he knows what we're going to pray, why do we still need to do it?
A lot of reasons for that, Jeff, and we can go really deep on that if we want, but one of the reasons is in prayer, we develop our own spiritual muscle. And again, it's not so much the energy or the power that's within us, but the ability to align ourselves, our wills, our spirits, our souls with the divine will. And that's really where the power lies anyway. Another thing is that we are commanded to, or invited is a better word. We're invited to make our petitions known, to let our Father know what we need, what we want, even though He already knows it. He has a passion to fill us with what we have a passion to receive. Mm. We are fed in direct proportion to our hunger, and our hunger is often expressed in our prayer. Prayer is a form of worship. Worship is wired in to the DNA of human beings. Every human being worships someone or something. That's not a choice we have to make.
Okay.
Our choice is whom. Hmm. And prayer is a form of worship. And as a matter of fact, in the New Testament, the only thing that God is ever referred to as actively seeking is worshipers. Hmm. It's the highest calling to be a worshiper. And so in praying, we are worshiping. And we become like that which we worship.
Amen.
And so prayer, yeah, mm-hmm. it's really beneficial.
Well, we're speaking of prayer. You've seen a lot of things since you've arrived in Galveston,
yes.
Texas. And prayer is needed for Galveston, Texas.
Absolutely.
But in what areas would you ask people to pray specifically?
Boy, I'll tell you, Jeff, we saw a situation yesterday on a little dead-end street, a little short street, maybe 5 or 6 houses on it, where the water level had been probably 8 feet. It was very high. The houses were demolished, basically. But more than that, that's material things. Those things can be replaced or other accommodations can be made. But more than that, there was a spirit of depression, mm-hmm. oppression over that neighborhood. All but perhaps one of those houses on that street just had a dark spirit over it. Mm. And I would invite people, I'd urge people to pray for deliverance, if you will, for Galveston, for those areas that are so afflicted, deliverance from that spiritual force, because that's Satan, man.
Yeah.
That's the enemy, and he's trying to keep people down. That's mm-hmm. what he does. He's trying to destroy people anyway.
Yeah.
That's his ultimate objective, and he does it a lot of times with these kinds of spirits.
Yeah.
But we as Christians have the power of Christ over those spirits, and we Christians need to understand that power that we have and use it in Christ's name, in accordance with His will, and pray deliverance over these areas. And there have been entire geographic territories that have been released from demonic forces, yeah. from evil spirits, simply by prayer.
Yeah.
So that's another answer to the question of why is prayer important?
Yeah, well, that's one thing we do notice about you guys from the sanctuary. You will pray at the drop of a hat, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah, we say we pray at the drop of a hint.
A yes. hint, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. And you know what? Just to clarify things a little bit, I know we've been talking on the radio, but you guys don't get the visuals. You don't get an idea who we're not talking about, you know, the typical what the world thinks of Christians, some little wimpy, skinny little people that have no social skills and need a crutch to get by in this life.
Mm.
No, we're talking about real men with some real abilities and real passions for others that have been changed. Well, they got that passion by being transformed
Amen.
By an amazing God.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Before we say that,
okay.
I want to say you're a little out of the typical mold for the sanctuary.
Oh, yeah.
How old are you, first of all?
Oh, I'm 66 years old as of this week.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm white-headed.
Are you a skateboarder?
I am not a skateboarder.
Are you a surfer?
I am not a surfer. I was raised in Middle Tennessee. It's really hard to skate through the cow pastures, you know. It just
okay.
didn't work very well. And my wife and I, there is not a tattoo between us.
Okay.
And we really don't fit into the sanctuary, except we are in the family of Christ.
Yeah.
And the sanctuary is a warm, loving, accepting family. There are no strangers at the sanctuary ever.
Yeah.
Ever. And we made a decision several years ago that, well, on our way to the sanctuary from where we live in South County, we drive past, you know, half a dozen really good churches. And so we prayed to be released, frankly, from the sanctuary so we could go to church closer to home. And you may be familiar with God's responses, one of which is His great resounding silence, which says, you stay right where I put you and continue doing what I told you to do last. And when it's time to change your orders, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
we decided just jump in both feet. And we are actually probably one of the oldest couples in the sanctuary. It's mostly young families.
Yeah.
And so we get the privilege of being the sounding boards that a lot of the younger people will bounce questions
well,
off
absolutely
of.
Absolutely necessary for not only a body of Christ, but for Christians in general. This society wants to put age as a loss of value.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just put them away, and we see retirement homes full of that philosophy.
Right.
The value is incredible. With the wisdom, just hearing your wisdom on prayer is something that we need. We need that well to draw from. Now, we have Christ. I know that's the first priority, but to see Christ lived out through people and the experiences that's valuable.
Amen. It's necessary, but it's also very exciting. Mm-hmm. It's so exciting to watch young people, young families who just get welded together because of their focus on Christ. And they may have come from we have one couple that I can think of right now who had to go to court to cancel their petition for divorce because Christ had said, we're not going to go that way.
Amen.
And they have a most beautiful, strong, welded together marriage now. They're great prayer warriors. They have a beautiful family, two kids that are just soldiers for Christ. Amen. And it's really great.
Well, listen, by the time this airs, you're actually going to be back in California. Mm. But what do you think you're going to take back to California from your experience here?
Oh, Jeff, we have been just under an avalanche of blessings and impressions since we've been here. Number one, and I'm not trying to soap up the organization or anything, but I'll tell you folks, Friendships Unlimited is an extremely worthwhile organization to volunteer with because they help in the spirit of Christ. I have not met a single person here on the boats and fixing food anywhere around who ever put themselves out front. Everybody is a servant. It's great. There's this group of high school kids here, 21 people, 17 of them kids, 4 of them adults, who work with song, with joy, with excitement. They play guitars at night and sing in their devotional time with the same verve as they shovel sheetrock. I mean, it's just incredible to watch these kids. We've been really blessed with that. We've been shocked almost by the level of devastation that we've encountered. We've been so impressed by the beauty, the spiritual beauty of some of the people we've been privileged to work for here in the name of Christ. It's an extremely rich experience, Jeff, and we're going to go back to the sanctuary and say, you got to see this. Matter of fact, we're videoing a lot of what we're doing here. Thank goodness one of our team members, Deacon Rick, is a videographer too. And we're going to take that back and get everybody in.
Actually, this may be a good time. Thank you for the little plug there. But we need to mention that we are doing some newscasts from the site in Galveston. And actually, I think we're getting permission to borrow some of your footage to put on
our
newscast.
Great.
So if you're listening and you're interested in seeing some visuals of what's actually going on in Galveston, you can go to YouTube or GodTube and just do a search for Friendships, or the program's called On the First Watch. You can do a search for either one of those. I would think if you put in Hurricane Ike in there to narrow your search down, you'll be able to find it. In a matter of time, we will get it on our website to where you can link just straight from there. But for right now, you'll have to go to either one of those sites. Dave, we're going to have to take a short break here. And when we come back, I'd like to talk to you a little bit more about your experiences in Galveston.
My pleasure.
All right. We'll be right back.
If your heart yearns to serve God, but you don't know what to do, find a man or woman who's already doing something that's laid out in the Bible and help them. If a man in your church preaches on the city street, hold a flashlight on his Bible while he reads. Intercede for him in prayer. Wash his car so he has more time to preach. Push him toward the mark. If you were a father with an estate and had given your eldest son the job of mowing the lawn, wouldn't it thrill you to look out the window and see your younger son, who had not yet received his own assignment, pushing against his brother's back, helping to move the lawnmower, anxious to further the needs of his father's house? Help your brother, and before long, the Lord will clarify your mission. We are men and women of purpose. Your birth was no mistake, and it's no coincidence that you've been chosen to live in a time such as this. There's a reason you're on this earth. Your life is constantly full of great opportunity. God awaits your decisions. The choices are yours. God's Navy is in need of your help. Friendships is an international Christian relief organization based at Port Mercy in Lake Charles, Louisiana. Our ships sail with humanitarian aid, disaster relief, and medical missions to many nations. Short and long-term positions available for adults of all ages. There is no cost to participate. This could be what you've always been looking for. For more information, check out our website, friendships.org, or call Port Mercy at 337-433-5022.
Okay, we're back on Radio Friendships, and we're here with Deacon Dave. Actually, Dave Smith, but yeah, we like that. Deacon Dave, a very warm name that fits his warm personality around here. And actually, what you can't see is his very warm smile and very inviting and comfortable guy. Comfort brought from his joy in the Lord.
Amen.
Before the break, we were talking about some of his experiences here in Galveston and the excitement of a church in action in Southern California called The Sanctuary. And I want to mention their website. It's real easy. The Sanctuary HB. Now, you got to remember the HB on there for Huntington Beach. SanctuaryHB.com.
Right.
Go there and you can link to a whole, you get a great idea. There's so much to see there. All right. And actually, you have sermons there as well.
Yes. MP3.
And are these by Jay Hayslip or is there Christian Hosoi? Is it a variety?
Yeah, it's a variety. Whoever is speaking, they all get recorded. They all get archived there and they're available to anyone.
Okay. Well, we wanted to talk a little bit more about some of your experiences here, but I would venture to say that there's maybe one story in particular that has touched you. Can you share that with us?
Yes, I think probably the most impressive thing I've seen was we were working on a house a couple of days ago that had been flooded up to about 4 or 5 feet above the floor. So that required not only removing all the furniture and appliances, we had to take out the kitchen cabinets, the sink. We had to knock out all the paneling from the walls and everything. There were 4 of us from the sanctuary working on this, and we were looking at this job and thinking, we're not going to get this thing finished in a week.
Yeah.
Well, here comes the busload of the Lutheran high school kids, and they attack this house. It was incredible the way they were hitting it. And by the end of the day, the place was absolutely cleaned up. And they not only knock out stuff, they sweep up and make it pretty. It's ready to go. And they're singing while they're doing it.
Yeah.
Well, at the end of the day, the homeowner, a dear brother, Frank, brings his beautiful wife back to show her the house. And as she's walking up the stairs, the kids break out in a worship song. Mm. I tell you, I can't speak for the kids, but for the 4 of us from the sanctuary and for the homeowner and his wife, there wasn't a dry eye among us.
Amen.
It was extremely impressive, and the kids were hugging them and loving on them. And
yeah, we had Frank on here a few days ago,
and
he was sharing about that as well. He said, man, his wife's been sick for a while,
yes.
And this on top of the persistent illness for years now, he thought it was just going to crush her emotionally. And then for her to walk in and see what was done in that house, said she just lit up like a kid in a toy store. She thought it was like she'd just seen Santa Claus, I think is how he described it.
You could see in her eyes, you could see her envisioning her new home.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like she's got a new house now. It was great.
You know, that goes to show you again why the community of believers is important. Now, one person, maybe 4 people from the sanctuary could have made a dent in that house, but together we can do so much more.
Yes.
If we can just break down those walls that separate us, you know what? Those walls that separate us, they aren't that big.
Absolutely.
You know, if we stick to the common ground, the common love for Jesus Christ, we can get so much done together. And that would speak more for our Lord than a lot of our preaching will do.
Amen. Amen. And a lot of times we will sense something we should do, but we kind of, we fear to take the step. And in my own case, I prayed for a long time for Holy Spirit boldness. I want to be able to go out and talk to people about Jesus. Lord, give me boldness. And you know, the boldness just wasn't coming. I'd go out on the street and I'd kind of shy away from people and everything. So finally, one evening I went out with a pastor from England. And we went out and we went street evangelizing in Huntington Beach on a Saturday night. Now, there are some wild people on the streets in Huntington Beach on a Saturday night. And we went out, and the first thing I found out was the boldness was already there. It was a gift that had been given that I had never applied. Friends, the boldness that you need, everything you need is a gift. He's already given it to you. Just put it to use. It's there. And they also found out that talking to people on the street about Jesus is very exciting and a lot of fun. Even the people that reject you love you.
Yeah.
They have to.
Yeah.
And we love them. It was a great thing.
Yeah. Oh, it reminds me a little of what you were saying about prayer. It's already there. Wow. Yeah. This is making sense, Dave. Thank you for clearing that up.
Praise God.
Yeah. Now, there are some people listening that have felt that call of God for some time now, but they need that courage to take that first step of faith. And quite frankly, it can be scary at times.
Sure.
Well, what kind of encouragement do you have for that person that's been dealing with that for some time now?
Well, remember, it isn't about you. It's about him. And go ahead. Put one foot in front of the other. Don't look at the long-term view. Sure, we need an eternal perspective on life. But when you've got to make a decision for Christ and you've got to make a decision to take that first small step, just go ahead and take the first small step and don't worry about taking the next one. Just get the first one done and you'll find the next one comes a lot easier. Also, you'll find that oftentimes he will illuminate that path for you one step at a time. So as you step out, suddenly you know where you're going. And just keep going.
I've heard it described almost like driving at night. You don't overdrive your headlights. You drive as far as you can see. And as you get there, you can see a little farther. Yeah, it makes sense.
That's right.
Now, Dave, you've seen the excitement of churches that move.
Yeah.
And just that obedience in going forward, being an active church.
Right.
What do you think are some of the problems with being static? What do you think are some of the benefits of being a church in action?
Deuteronomy 28 gives 12 verses of the benefits of being obedient, being a church in action, and they'll blow you away. But the beautiful part is the first part where it says, these blessings will run you down and take you over. That is, you couldn't stop them if you wanted to. So that's really an encouragement. You know, the Christian life is one where you are constantly learning because the Holy Spirit is your instructor. What you aren't able to comprehend today, as you continue to study and live and experience in Him, He'll bring it to you again, and suddenly it will become alive to you. Example, recently, now this is going to sound like a duh, you know, everybody should know this, but just recently it was a revelation to me. My identity is in Christ. Whatever label anybody else wants to put on me, whatever they want to call me, really is purely incidental. Doesn't matter. My identity is in Him. Great revelation. Think of the freedom that gives me in walking out my life. You know, my identity's in Him. So what? So you don't like me? I don't. So what?
Well, let's talk real quick again about Deacon Dave and the outreach that you have with the carpentry and things like that. How could people get involved with you?
www.sanctuaryhb.com. That's the best place to go.
Okay.
And there's contact information there. You want my personal...
It's up to you.
Yeah. Personal email, you can email me at deaconDave@sanctuaryhb.com.
Okay.
We'd be happy to connect with you and just bring you into the fold any way we can help you.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. Oh, you know, before we go, do we have a scripture of the day? We need a scripture of the day.
Glad you asked, Jeff. This is one of my favorites. The Bible tells us that if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. Well, that in itself is good news. But we need to go to the next part of that passage, which says, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That says we have a choice. We don't have to live in sin anymore. We're no longer slaves to sin, as Paul puts it. And we can say no. We can say yes to righteousness. We can live a life that's free from the subjection of sin. Praise God.
Yes. I mean, here we go. We talked about this a little earlier. How about those sins that we've grown accustomed to? We've rationalized the way, hey, I'm a sinner, I'll always be a sinner. Is that an excuse?
No. We were never intended to live a static life stuck in the mud.
Okay.
You know, we're supposed to be moving ahead. And I tell you, life on the move is so much more fun than life standing still.
Yeah, you really kind of get the idea of what the Lord meant about a life more abundant.
Amen. You bet.
I don't think it was all the fixings and the fat cut of the meat and the nice car and the beautiful house. And there's nothing wrong with those things.
Right.
But the abundant life.
In and of themselves, there's nothing wrong with them. But I'll tell you, there's nothing to match the joy of serving Him and feeling His presence with you while you do it. There's nothing compared.
Amen.
Nothing compared.
Well, Deacon Dave, I'm sorry to see that your time's getting short here, but I have a feeling that we're going to be in touch. I'd love to be able to give you a call here in the future and do an interview over the phone. Find out what our brothers and sisters are doing out in Southern California and how we can help each other. Stay connected.
I'd love that. And boy, next time we talk, I'll tell you what's going on with the ladies' side and the Blazing Hearts Ministry.
Oh, why don't you tell us real quick, because we don't have an idea. Do you have it? Can you do it real quick?
It's a women's ministry, the counterpart to the men's ministry, and these gals pray too. And I'll tell you, no demon in his right mind is going to be within 100 miles of the place when those gals cut loose. It is powerful. It's great.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
All right.
God bless you.
Look forward to talking to you once again.
Thank you.
Well, thank you all for joining us here on Radio Friendships, and we invite you back here next time where we love to speak about the great and mighty God and the many wonderful ways throughout the world to serve Him. Have a great day, and God bless.
Thank you for listening to the Friendships broadcast today. Don and Sandra Tipton invite you to join them again next time as we stand in awe of the great God we serve. Friendships is based at Port Mercy in Lake Charles, Louisiana. For information about Friendships Unlimited, dial 337-433-5022 or go on the internet to friendships.org.